Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Previously on Gresh and Fourier.
So Bill Belichick is a head coach.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo is either, depending on when they announce his title, an assistant head coach or a co-defensive coordinator with Steve Belichick.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien's the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
So why is Joe Judge on that plane?
Man.
Sounds like, or seems like, he'd be the special teams coordinator.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
It's over. It is over. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won it. Heading to the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years.
Andy Gresh.
James on the drive, gets in the paint, layup, missed it. And the game is over. Lakers furious, they thought he was fouled. Excuse me, and it's now overtime. LeBron James so upset. Regulation is over, we go to the 5-minute OT.
Christian Fourier.
And Carolina clearly is a cup contender. They're fit, they're relentless, and they're a 4-1 winner over the top team in the league.
Gresh and Fourier right now.
One more knee will do it. The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl
on WEEI.
Well, the Super Bowl is set. It's what some of us thought. 10:02, it's Gresh and Hart here with you today. Fourier is out today, so Hart is in on a day where officiating is, a big story in the news. I mean, sometimes you just fall bass-ackwards into it, huh, Hart?
What do they say, manna from heaven or something like this? Manna from heaven? I'm not even sure what the biblical phrase is.
I tried to block out all of the teachings of Jesus Retha by the time I was 22 years old, so I can't recall it. But we do have some championship games to recap. We've got the Bruins, who are on a 3-game losing streak. Look out now. Could it all be caving in? I kid. We will get to the Bruins as well. A hell of a game on Saturday night between the Celtics and LeBron James. But we will start with what went down yesterday. And game one at 3 o'clock, Philadelphia and San Francisco. Well, it turned into a pretty crappy game by the time it was all said and done. 31-7 was the final. And even the great Kyle Shanahan, Hart, is not good enough to win with a fourth-string quarterback.
Yeah, who they couldn't throw the ball. No, it didn't matter who was out. First of all, they couldn't catch a snap when Josh Johnson was in.
Well, there was that, yes.
Turnover on just a snap. And then Purdy's out there, and he clearly can't throw. And I was advocating for just go Christian McCaffrey Wildcat. Or even the numbers, play 11-on-11 football, mm-hmm. The best athlete on the field. You got Debo. You could probably do some fun things with motion if he's such a genius. And is McCaffrey under center? Is Debo under center? Because it was not entertaining. The game was useless.
The game sucked.
Because even the Eagles put the ball away. We've got enough points to win. This other team can't play right now. It was really disappointing. For some of us, we're rooting for Purdy to fail just because I wanted to ignite the Tom Brady talk for a month and a half.
Oh, you got your
wish.
And
we got that.
Oh, yes, you did.
But the cost of it was a wasted 3 hours of football.
Yeah, it really was. The Niners had nothing, and Philadelphia, off of a turnover there at the end of the second quarter, they're able to put another touchdown on the board, go up 21-7. And to me, that was really the turning point of the game because I didn't think Brock Purdy was going to go in and play great to begin with.
Right.
And even if it was got off to the hot start, it's okay. He'll wilt. It's the fourth quarter. You know, these are big moments on the road against a team that felt like from the beginning of the year they kind of had it going on. And Jalen Hurts didn't play great. You know, both wide receivers, I mean – I'm sure the wide receiverites out there are going to want to give Devontae Smith a catch. It clearly was not a catch. And, you know, to the 49ers sideline, when the guy who makes the play is the first one that gets up and start calling, let's hurry up and go, maybe that should, you know, spark some thought and be like, well, maybe this guy didn't catch it. And he knows he didn't catch it, which is why he's trying to get everybody on the line of scrimmage.
But you know for a fact that a Patriots wide receiver down the road will do that on an obvious clear catch and lure some team into wasting a challenge.
Well, that's coming. That's the genius of Bilton B. Hoodstein, of course.
That's absolutely coming. Because I didn't fault Shanahan for that because, yes, there's doubt in the receiver's mind because I don't think we've reached the point where people are doing this intentionally.
Right.
He got up and he's like, I got to steal a catch here. But you never saw visual evidence till much later that it wasn't a catch. Mm-hmm. It looked like a great catch, so... That's the ebbs and flows of
I thought
football.
TV struggled yesterday.
A little bit.
I thought
didn't
Fox...
feel like prime. Remember when we were bitching about the Raiders game?
Yes.
If the Patriots hadn't been flexed out, they would have had an extra camera for the review, for Sunday Night Football, for the touchdown and the toe. Was it on the line? Not on the line. This is a playoff game. A championship playoff game. Shouldn't we have 8 million cameras? Shouldn't
Agreed.
They do the rotating, like, NBC it
all
and all
it.
These create? And it was like, I got to wait till after a commercial break to realize you screwed the pooch? Like... That was bad. That they didn't have a great day TV-wise.
Yeah, CBS did a very poor job of explaining the official coming off the sideline, or at least
right.
or at least giving us the wide angle so that we can understand sort of what happened on that play. And look, Philly ended up beating the 49ers 31-7, and really it was what they've done all year long. They've run the ball, but Philly ends up scoring early. I don't know what you made of some of the chippiness between the two teams.
Loved it.
The score wasn't indicative of a game that I thought was ultimately going to be chippy late. But I will say this, watching Trent Williams fling a human being on the ground really just effortlessly. It was just a matter of when he was going to do it was a fantastic watch.
Well, and the poor guy who got flung down, I forgot his name, to then get ejected? Like, that's insult
well,
to injury?
Well, you know why? He threw a punch
no,
when they
I
went
know,
back
but...
and show it. Like, somebody came over and he, like, tried to deck a guy, but you're right.
He got emasculated on national TV
around.
For 50 million people to see.
Exactly.
And Trent Brown, he a bad mofo. I mean, Trent Williams.
I was just going to say.
Chris Jones, I thought, and Trent Williams yesterday showed themselves arguably two of the best athletes in the National Football League. When you take size, strength into account, those guys, that's men.
Yeah,
those
very much
men
so.
Right there playing the sport of football. And if you remember some of the motion plays they've run with Trent Williams over the years where they make him the extra wing tight end tackle
right.
and he comes in motion across, like, that is a man I would never, ever want to see coming at me.
Well, it's funny. Griff Redux on the Twitch chat, and good morning to the Twitchers and the Texters out there, says that Williams is a bit of a B. He did that to Richard Sherman in the past as well, but kept his helmet on. No, there was a difference. This guy got flung around. He got ragdolled. Whenever Richard Sherman was jawjacking with him after the game, that's when Trent Brown had the helmet on.
Yeah.
And Richard Sherman said, what are you going to do about it? And Trent Williams decked him. So whether the helmet is on, the helmet is off, Trent Williams to me is not the kind of person to be trifled with out there.
You know what he is?
Who's that?
He's what the Patriots need.
Oh, they need a little.
He's an athlete. He's good. He sets a tone. He sends fear. He is everything this offensive line was not.
They need some Debo from Friday is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is that they need somebody to go steal a chain or steal a bike.
Logan Mankins back in the day. Somebody's willing to punch another guy in the nuts if he needs to win a football game.
Well, you know what? That goes a long way to winning. And, well, if Kansas City, they didn't have to go to the Yambag Blast to be able to get things done yesterday. But Kansas City beat Cincinnati on the last second field goal, 3 seconds left, 23-20 was the final. But it was the sequence at the end of the game where Pat Mahomes, on a bad ankle on 3rd and 4, made a run. And unfortunately for Joseph Osai, he now goes down in the history books.
Here's Mahomes rolling out on 3rd and 4.
He's going to go for the Ash. He's got the marker. He's got the out of bounds to stop it. And Osai was hurt as he hit the bench. And a flag's coming in to put him 15 yards closer.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 58.
Here's Butker.
From 45 yards, all the way, it's good.
That's how it ended right there. What did you make of the Osai penalty?
Letter of the law, it's a penalty. Letter of the law, I don't think you have to throw it, though. I don't think he killed Mahomes. I think it was one step out. He gave him a little bitty push. And I think Mahomes is really turning into a drama queen.
He was outside the white. No,
we're going to exaggerate this. You didn't have to throw that. He didn't kill him. And Mahomes has become Ben Roethlisberger. Every time, you notice when he dropped the ball on the fumble, on the little quick screen pass?
Yes.
Oh, he limped more after that. Oh, that's weird. You want me to think you're hurt now because you turned the ball over? He is a drama queen. He sold this like Mac Jones sold it. And give him credit, he got the win. But the NFL has a problem. The NFL's problem is you had your two best players duking it out to go to the Super Bowl, and all anybody wants to talk about is how it was rigged and the officiating and how unfulfilling it was.
Well, that's the Twitter mob running amok. And listen, there were some bad calls. There always are. But I can't co-sign on the whole, you got to protect the quarterbacks, as we know. And look, the quarterbacks have now become a la Jason Tatum and Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic in the NBA. All those guys have to do is react, throw their hands in the air. We don't have enough officials out on the field to begin with.
Well, Joe Burrow didn't get the call in the end zone, which was an obvious roughing the passer.
Listen, you know what? And sometimes they miss it. And that was one where
how do you miss it when you're a referee staring at it in the AFC title game?
Because Joe Burrow didn't sell it enough, quite honestly. All he did was kind
of, right.
He backed up and just sort of threw his hands in the air. You know what those guys do? They flop. They fall. They hit the ground.
Terrible.
They hit the deck. And maybe that's where Joe Burrow's just got to be like, hey, I'm gonna have to over-exaggerate it to get the call. Here's the other thing, too. For as much as Burrow's hand is stamped, he is, and I say this, only a third-year guy. And we know this with officiating. There is the where are you on the pecking order. Why would Tom Brady get a call if somebody farted around him? Because he was Tom Brady and he got the superstar treatment. There have been times where Aaron Rodgers doesn't get those kinds of calls because I feel like it's almost like the bias gone back the other way. But there were, you know, hashtag NFL is rigged. So here's the thing. If it's rigged, tell me who's going to win the Super Bowl next year. I'd like to know.
Next year?
Because again, if it's rigged, then even tell me who's going to win this game definitively, and how many people are going to take the NFL is rigged talk online in a state now where you can bet as of tomorrow. I mean, if it's so rigged, then who's getting rich? What I want to know at 617-779-7937. If it's rigged, tell me how you're getting rich.
Well, Roger Goodell is getting rich by collecting $140 million a year for this crap show that we watch as eager fans. No, I don't believe it's rigged. I've never believed that.
Right.
I'll never believe that.
But
the problem that a large portion of your fan base left your marquee Sunday where your championship games feeling like it could be rigged,
mm-hmm.
or the league has a vested interest. You know, I've heard even just the theories. Oh, Andy Reid against the Eagles and these various storylines that this was the better game. The fact that there are people that legitimately believe that is a problem. And if you look, the criticisms weren't just crazy fans on Twitter. There were a lot of like players, ex-players, people involved with the league. And I'm not saying that validates their opinion necessarily.
Of course.
But these are insiders. These aren't just whack job fans in their dad's basement, their mom's basement. These are people tied into the league that are questioning what was going on. For example, the Joe Burrow non-call. The Chiefs got every break late in that game. That's just the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was pure ineptitude or targeted calls, the Chiefs got every call late in that. And it might be the old home field advantage.
I was just going to say home cooking and that place gets loud.
Yeah.
And when people can't think, we know what happens to players. Is it kind of the same for the officials? Now, listen, are there problems? Absolutely. Do I think, you know, Tim Donaghy is out there refereeing NFL games? No, we're not at that point. But the one thing that the NFL rigged crowd has done online is sort of raise the awareness for a lot of people of the, all right, maybe we're time for another revolution or another evolution, I should say, of improving the process of trying to officiate these games. And I know they don't want to go to more officials, but they need more officials out there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You need
more. You put more crap on the field, you still got crap.
You need more eyeballs on 22 players that are moving at mock speed.
Am I cynical to believe that since the referees put their little earpiece microphone things in, that gives the league and the central officiating office more input? Is it an impossibility? Because the flag on Mahomes, for example, I thought was a tick late. I thought it was he gets down, Asai hits the bench, tick, tick, flag. Is it possible somebody said, throw it, throw it, throw it from New York?
I don't know about from New York because I don't
trust. Or even a booth.
Because I don't trust that these guys would hear it. However, if they can hear each other on the field, I'm sure there was more than one official that was thinking, oh, that was a late hit.
Well, what about from a booth? What about an eye in a sky that may lie?
Because normally they can't even get a replay queued up for them to make a call, and to think that someone in New York would be on it on the fly.
Well, like they're getting better at it.
Like, if these people are so inept, that would be me really trusting that someone in New York doesn't have cranius rectus in that moment.
Maybe they're getting better at it. There was an example late where I believe KC threw a challenge flag, and immediately, after discussion, the pass was incomplete or whatever it was, something that they cleaned up immediately
They
voided the challenge. We don't need to. We screwed up.
That's the other part of this as well, is that you have all these different ways of different review and things like that, and there are some things they can do quickly, and there are some things that they can't do quickly, and some things that you got to throw the flag for, and then some things you can't throw the flag for, and we went down that that whole messy road. Although I will say this, Travis Kelce after the game, he punked out the mayor of Cincinnati. I actually kind of like this. Even though we're going to get sick of hearing about the Kelce brothers, this was Travis Kelce after the game.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party!
So Travis Kelce.
I knew he was going to be up for one more of those.
Thank you, Jim Nance. So Travis Kelce afterwards going down the road to The Rock.
Yep.
We will have a very quick 5-minute Royal Rumble review with me and Billy. It was a hell of a rumble, let's put it that way. We've got a lot to get to. Not only the championship weekend storylines, but it's really amazing to me that Tyreek Hill leaves Kansas City and Kansas City is still going to the Super Bowl. If wide receivers are the end-all, be-all, how can that happen?
Well, the league did it.
Oh, I
got it.
It's
rigged. We just talked for 20 minutes. It's rigged.
They want to push.
You goof.
They want to push the run game. That's really what it is. Text 37937, 617-779-7937. Hearts in for Foyer today. Christian will be back tomorrow. We will get into the storylines of the officiating. And the NFL also needs to reinstate a rule they got away from. Hart and I will get to that with you as well, with all the Celtics, all the Bruins, all the picks as well.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
They need three. Hurts runs out of the pocket, looking for a deep. Devontae Smith, one-hander. It's the end. He's got it.
What a great non-catch in an NFC Championship game. That's what it sounded like on Fox yesterday. 617-779-7937. I think the NFL, Hart, is in part they created their own problems. And the Devontae Smith catch is a perfect example of it. And some of what we talked about before of the, well, they just reviewed it on the field and said it was okay, and there we go. And no one saw the review. And, you know, all you have is a referee standing there with, a, you know, his hand to his ear like he's, you know, Don Pardo on Laugh-In' or something like that. Hi, I'm here just waiting for someone to be able to tell him what in the world is going on. And it creates confusion for fans, because here's the thing about fans. I know that we will get on them if some of them call or they got the rule wrong or something like that. Then, yeah, they might get yelled at on sports radio or whatever. But to me, that's the overwhelming majority of people that are watching football. They don't know those rules. And that's a part of the reason why we're getting the reaction that we're getting this morning.
Well, how do you mean?
I don't expect people to understand that there are certain things that can be automatically reviewed,
yep,
that doesn't need the red challenge flag, and that there are certain things that you can't challenge versus what you can challenge. Everything is so muddy. You need to be an NFL head coach to understand it. And, oh, by the way, those guys half the time will throw a flag and a ref will come over and be like, well, we can't review it, or it's an automatic review or something like that. If those people don't understand it inside and out, I can't expect fans on the other end to be completely up on the nuances of replay and how they fix things with officials.
Right, and in our 4 hours of ref bashing, we'll get to the Celtics-Lakers a little later on, and the end of that game was the example.
Yep.
Mark Jackson says something, and immediately, well, that wouldn't be reviewable anyway, and that's another side issue I have with replay. But from an NFL perspective, the more they fix it, the more they bring questions. And what I mean by that is this example, and the texter brought it up. It was when Mahomes threw as he was going down. He threw the pass off to the side, but clearly his shin was down. They had called it that he had thrown the ball. Bengals are going to challenge, but immediately the ref comes in. After discussion, the runner was down.
Right.
The fact that they can fix things that quickly lets everybody know they can alter things that quickly, and that there is a communication, that there are voices being shared. And that's where I say to you, if there's a late flag, how am I not to at least embrace the possibility that a voice in a guy's head said, throw the flag, throw the flag, throw the flag, right? He was out of bounds, throw the flag. That was roughing, throw it, backside, something. Like, there's voices in their heads, and I don't mean they're crazy. There's literally voices in their heads that also could have camera angles that we're not seeing at home. If the production truck, and you say people don't know everything, I don't know exactly how all of this works with TV cameras. Does New York have a direct feed from every camera? Just like they're the production truck where the producer, I mean, the director goes, ready seven, take seven. Ready six, take six. Because if they have all those views and they have a microphone that goes directly to the official's ear, you know what that creates? Opportunity.
But they have to be watching the right thing in New York, number one. They would have to adjudicate the play quicker than the guys that are there. And while you can have the live feeds, there is still a tad bit of latency to where I don't think New York could be that quick on it. However, one of the things that you just mentioned is something that we as fans and even analysts might not completely understand. Whenever those whenever the officials have their headsets, is it just to be able to talk to themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone get to hear New York if New York is talking to the white hat? Because to me, I think the New York communication is with the white hat, not with everyone across the board. New York might be able to eavesdrop on what all of those officials are saying to each other, but even that end, like what's in their ear? Can they talk during the play?
Right.
You know, like, you know, we'll see it all the time. You might see like a back judge on the back end line of the end zone and then a side judge who might be right near the goal line. And those guys are looking at each other before they make the call in unison. But if they can talk to each other, then why aren't they just pressing their little buttons to talk to each other and then go up and do it? That's all a part of the, I think nowadays it is the, when you don't know it, it's let's automatically be skeptical of it.
Absolutely.
And that is the nature of online. Although some people do kind of take it to the whole next level in terms of, well, look at this, and you bring up something that is completely irrelevant to try to make the point that these guys are all in cahoots with each other.
Right.
I don't think it's as easy as basketball to be able to, quote unquote, fix a game from an officiating standpoint.
It is when you give people a 15-yard penalty on a game-winning field goal that would have been 50-plus in the cold weather where the kicking expert said nobody can kick that far.
I can't argue that penalty again. That penalty is fair. It's not unfair. Even Zach Taylor didn't bitch about that. He bitched about a whole bunch of other stuff. But like, even, and by the way, do you think he mouthed it's rigged with 3 seconds to go on the sideline? Or is that, now again, that becomes the whole, the NFL is rigged crowd is going to be Zapruder-ing everything that's out there. And people are, you know, trying to break down what the guy said on the tiny 1 second snippet they had him on TV.
Yeah, I'm not sure he did. And even when you lead me in the direction of planting the seed in my brain to what my eyes are seeing, which is what generally happens with lip reading.
Mm-hmm.
I go in looking at it the first time with no other sources. I go, man, I don't really know what he said. Like his lips moved.
There
then
you go.
Somebody tells me he said, F your mother. And I go, oh, yeah, he said it right
wow.
there.
Wow.
And really, it's like
level jump
friendly music. And I'm like, oh, yeah, friendly music also works. Right. And those are two extremely different things.
He's just singing a Mayer lyric.
But like you plant the seed and my eyes see what you told me they should see. Do I think he thinks it's rigged? No. Do I think he thinks he got screwed? Absolutely. Because
yeah.
every call went against him. I am a believer, like the LeBron thing, things go both ways. They even out over the course of the time.
In
they
theory,
didn't feel both ways in this game. They felt like they got the benefit of the doubt on every call in the second half.
Do you think
they got screwed? Yes.
Do you think that for a decade there were other NFL markets that were sitting there after playing the Patriots in Gillette when Brady was here screaming the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. How many times did you see third down? Oh, the pass falls incomplete. But on the backside, we have illegal contact, first down, Patriots.
Well, how much of this is also you could call a penalty on every play?
Absolutely
now,
part
see,
of
like,
it, too.
Like that's
the run for Mahomes, there was a hold everybody wants as
everybody
well. Before
wants,
he gets
right.
to the sideline, before he gets to the hit, and all of that. Yes, it's football. Same with basketball. There's a billion calls
right.
in a basketball game. Oh, LeBron got fouled. Yeah, but he traveled first. Yes, there's endless calls.
He did.
But everybody does in the NBA.
Right.
What's more common in the NBA, a travel that doesn't get called or a slap of the forearm with the best player going to the rim with the game on the line that doesn't get called?
Yeah, there's way less travels to get called than anything else
right.
in the NBA
no,
that could be because they don't want to take that athleticism out of the game.
And it's the same thing in the NFL. Like, I think there's a lot of rules that are ignored. For example, illegal formations are like no longer a thing. I think the guys that are covered up, not covered up, on the line, not on the line, is such a blurry area, or motions. where a guy motioned and he's going towards. Can't go towards the line of scrimmage. It actually got called, I believe, maybe the national title game or one of the playoff games.
Like, I think it was the national championship game.
And I was like, holy crap,
yeah.
I haven't seen that called in years.
Because it was like so blatant.
But it happens in the NFL and they don't call it.
Right.
Like they choose, like, that's not worth it. Let's just let them play. We're going to slow the game down. So there are things that are allowed and holding on every play, right? Like you could probably find
there's
a holding.
Normally some level of it.
There
absolutely.
Was an uptick this year in the defensive holding. I feel like I saw that call more the second half of this year where the guy's trying to pull and get off to a linebacker.
I was just
and the
say,
lineman grabs him.
The interior defensive lineman, that became a point of emphasis.
So clearly they were told, let's keep an eye. This is getting out of hand. Let's keep an eye on this. So these refs, and by the way, I don't think the refs are on the take. I don't think
there's no Tim Donaghy that is profiting from this or, you know, working with Johnny No Thumbs.
If this is happening, I believe it's above their heads. If they're swayed in any direction for any reason, points of emphasis or, you know, don't call it tight, call it loose. However they are guided,
and Walt it's Anderson, is at the root of all this? Is that where you're the road you're going
down? No, Roger Goodell is at the root of all this.
Oh, okay.
The $140 million man up in the booth.
So it's even above that. Well, I'm not a fan of Roger Goodell, but I would say this. If that industry is going to do almost $30 billion in revenue, and he's only getting 140 of that, that feels like a CEO bargain. But another story for another time.
I think you could do the job.
Of the commissioner in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Nah.
Other than the fact that you would pop off and yell back when you're getting ripped endlessly as the shield.
I definitely would yell at people. But the... like, I wonder if Roger Goodell is really sitting in on negotiating TV rights, or does he have a dude boy that does that and he just puts the stamp of approval? I feel like that would be something that he would be in on.
And half the time that falls to, like, Robert Kraft and the other owners that are on the TV contract committee.
Well, here's the
other. They do all the work and give him 140 mil. That's why Jerry Jones wanted him out.
Not
that he hates him. He's like, why are we paying him to do a job that anybody could do?
Well, it's really the connections in government, isn't it? Like the fact that his dad was a congressman, meaning
probably.
Roger Goodell, there's all that in there. Oh, you're going to pull our antitrust exemption? Well, Roger, this is where you're going to... See, that's the thing. Like, we would just... If you and I were in that job, we'd just walk in that room and yell at Congress and get into more trouble.
Right. But Charlie Baker, for example, who's going to the NCAA now.
Right.
You don't think he could be the commissioner of the NFL and have political ties and play the game for $50 million instead of $140?
I'm sure he probably could. But I'll tell you what, though, that NCAA gig's pretty good because in about 10 years, the NCAA is going to go away. So he's just going to get a bunch of free money.
Probably.
To run an enterprise that is just crumbling down like an old building. All right, you talking officiating. Here we go. John in Fall River with Gresh and Hart, who's in for Fourier today. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So the first thing I want to talk about is it's 7-0 in the Cincinnati game. Purdy hurts his elbow. Now, the week before when Mahomes got hurt, they couldn't drag him off the field. I just felt like that kid completely gave up. Like, he didn't even, like, try and run the offense. You know, you had all those delay game penalties with that Josh Johnson. It was just a train wreck as soon as he got in there. I mean, if I'm the coach, I'm like, can you just go in, run the offense? We'll dink and dunk. He didn't even try. And I think it was even worse that he went in later in the game. I don't know. It was terrible. I feel like that kid's from zero heart. I'd be embarrassed to be him right now.
John, you did hit on something just in terms of mentioning the quarterbacks, and we know that the 49ers really had to play the second half without a guy that could throw the ball. Hart, I want to take you to a tweet from Mike Tannenbaum.
Okay.
And I know he's a part of the 33rd team, and that's sort of one of the businesses that he's building. You see him on ESPN. At Real Tannenbaum tweeted this at 5:08 yesterday. So while the game was going on between the Niners and the Eagles, he tweeted, and you can see it on Twitch, taking nothing away from how well the Eagles are playing, it's pretty evident why the league needs to reinstate the third quarterback rule. Not having three bona fide quarterbacks available for each team is a terrible look for the sport. I know we're going to kvetch and moan about officials all day long, but what about that from Mike Tannenbaum in terms of having the equivalent of the e-bug goalie that the NHL has?
Well, it's not going to be all solve-all, end-all, because as the caller just brought up, it hit the fan when Josh Johnson got in there. He was terrible.
Yeah.
He looked ill-prepared. He looked nervous, which is weird for a guy who's been in the NFL for 15 years.
Well, he's been
or
around,
whatever.
But he's played in like four games.
Right, and I can understand that. This is the biggest game of his life. And
of course.
He probably knows my career's ending right now before my eyes. This is my last chance, last uniform I'll ever put on. But he's dropping snaps, shotgun snaps, leading to turnovers. He was horrific. The next guy in line is actually going to be worse than him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, so he got hurt, he got the concussion. Whoever's next, the fifth 49ers quarterback, is going to be lower on the overall league depth chart. Now we're getting down to the 150th best quarterback that's walking the planet, right? Like, it's going to get successively worse. The caller, though, I hate doing this. I feel bad about myself doing this.
Well, you're going to compliment someone?
No. Well, I'll compliment the caller, or we can be miserable together, maybe.
Okay.
It was a bad look for Purdy. He's warming up on the sideline. He's throwing. He's sitting there. He's not ruled out, but he's not in, while his team and its Super Bowl chances are falling off the map, falling apart. He couldn't even be a decoy, couldn't go out there and at least sell it for a quarter before the other team realizes, wait a minute, you can't throw. It was a very strange situation for him. And then when Josh Johnson got hurt, and immediately Purdy's up on the sideline, and I don't know how far the guy is, but he's throwing. Well, if you can do that, why aren't you in the game? Your team is falling apart here, and I know it's UCL, and the initial reports were it's not ruptured, and he'll be ready to go.
It's not Tommy John surgery,
right,
but
8 weeks, there'll be some rehab.
Who was it? Greg Olson was harping on grip strength. That was the big thing. And it's like,
but I saw
really?
Him throw on the sideline, yep. And he threw one screen pass, which, again, is it just a screen pass? But are you closer to a competent offense with him than Josh Johnson? And, I mean, we got to the point. Now, they wouldn't let him do anything after that. I don't think he ever threw again after that screen, that third
Agreed.
Down screen.
Right.
And it was predictable. It was easy. You're going second down, probably a draw here, screen here, because he can't run the offense. He's not going to throw a 12-yard out to Debo on the sideline in the condition that he was in. But I don't know that this extra quarterback, third quarterback, who is it? Is it Cam Newton? I mean, like,
I don't think it's so much who it is. I think it's more that someone is available that wouldn't go in there with one arm tied behind their back.
But he didn't take any snaps all week because the other two quarterbacks took all the snaps.
No,
you had
I know.
A starter and a backup.
But at least it is a guy who is, like, you're not turning to Kendall Hinton on the fly. Remember that whole thing in Denver when they're like, oh, yeah, this practice squad guy, yeah, he's done it. It's really the Patriots having to go to Lynn Bowman during a game.
Right.
And I think if you can avoid what would be interesting is that will teams be like, yeah, you know what, I'll sign the e-bug quarterback on Sunday morning and just bring in somebody who, like, Brian Hoyer would be the perfect e-bug quarterback.
Sure.
Because you could just stash him away, and you know that if you had to turn around and use the guy, he wouldn't be completely useless because the 49ers had zero chance of winning that game.
Well, and that's where I blamed Shanahan, who's supposed to be the greatest genius in modern football offensively. He has two, in my opinion, of the top 10 maybe most versatile athletic playmakers at his disposal in Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel. He doesn't even have a hint of a wild card package. Put those two guys in the backfield, split backs, and you're not even sure who's under. Wait, who's in the gun right now and who's not? And all of a sudden, you got a snap, the old Kevin Falk direct snap play. You know, Debo's coming across, but McCaffrey's going the other way. Like, you couldn't have some misdirection? Because all it takes those two guys is one gap, right? One linebacker takes a step the wrong direction, a false step, and that guy's gone. Give yourself an opportunity to make a play. And everybody's like, yeah, maybe he doesn't have Wildcat in the books. Well, then why not? You're already down to your third quarterback.
Yeah.
Then your fourth. You didn't prepare for, like, worst case scenario, should we have McCaffrey ready? And then they gave McCaffrey
the
helmet.
They didn't have the helmet ready.
But remember,
yeah.
And then he had the armband because he ran one Wildcat play.
Yep.
So did they make that up on the fly, or have they tried it? Because I just thought it became clear that Purdy was useless and they had no shot to do anything. The Eagles were teeing off. To the point where I told you off air,
yeah.
Like, Debo ran an end around late where he, like, dropped the ball at the end of it, got up. if I'm a Niners fan, why is he in the game? We're down 31-7, and you're trying to ruin 2023 season by getting Debo a torn ACL so he misses the entire year?
That's
like stupid.
That's an interesting thought. I didn't go there at the end. I thought it was the, hey, they're giving it the old college try all the way to the end of this one. We see you on the phone, 617-779-7937. The officiating, the emergency quarterback. Where do you land on everything that went down on championship weekend? Is it rigged? That's next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, more Gresh and Fauri
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
When the officiating blows, call Andy Hart and he'll fix it for you. He will bitch for you. Andy Hart's got all the answers. If you're an official, you need to be on the lookout, 'cause Hart is coming for you. Doesn't matter, high school, college, or pros.
That was good.
Andy Hart will tell you, you suck today. You suck today.
It's not true.
Thank you very much.
A JV game on Saturday, I thought they did a fine job.
Oh, get out of here. What, were you on your phone?
No. We went up like 20-6, so there was really nothing to bitch about.
Oh, there it was. So you went up early, and then you checked out, yep. And you don't know if there were bad calls.
Pretty much.
Well, I think Tom in Maine knows there was some bad officiating this weekend in the NFL. Tom, you're with Gresh and Hart, who was in for Foyer.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up? How are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I think a little bit of pushback on the Kansas City got all the calls. I think it was the second PI call on that three pass interference drive that the Bengals scored on. I thought that call was pretty marginal. The commentator says he turned the guy's hip, so it was clearly interference, and I didn't see that. The guy was running an out cut. I thought his hips turned pretty much on his own. That's what I saw.
Well, he grabbed him. There was a little twist. I thought the twist and the ball were at the same time, and that's another layer to this criticism of referees. Is the expert in the booth, whoever it is, for whatever network we tend to listen to or lean on. He adds mud to the water.
Thank you.
And validates and or annoys the crowd that's paying attention.
It's the hardest thing now when you're doing color commentary on a game to understand some of the mechanics of what they might look for. Like, I know that even just doing, like, the UMass games, right? Normally, about an hour before kick, the replay official will come down to the booth and just say, hey, I'm Billy Lanny, and I'm here doing the replays today and all that kind of stuff. And if you got any questions, send someone from the booth, which makes us laugh because there's no one in there but us. And so we can't ask any questions on the fly. But now, for most people that are producing football broadcasts, it is the talk about it, but try not to make a prediction unless you really know kind of deal. Because you're right, it muddies it up, because a lot of those guys in the booth, they're now scared as to What is a catch? What isn't a catch? Don't say surviving the ground, even though a lot of people look at surviving the ground. It's like, what are we doing here?
Right. Even the intentional grounding on Burrow with Perine at beyond the line.
Yep.
He said something about the receiver's release from the line, blah, 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 blah. All I need you to tell me is why Perine doesn't count.
Correct.
You tell me, is it a distance thing? Is it he's not looking? Whatever the reason is, tell me why Perine didn't give Burrow the out there and he didn't do that. So if you're not going to do that, then don't go to him every time. If he's not going to offer me valuable information and explanation as the expert in the room, because Romo's certainly not going to. He's useless.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bleeps how, on a bull right there.
I don't know how Romo has gone so far backwards.
Because
so
all
quickly.
You people overrated him. I told you from day one he was overrated.
Oh, listen to
he
this.
He sucked. When Chad Finn, after his first game, wrote that he was the best color commentator that had ever done it. One game in. Now you reap what you sow. You made this monster, you're stuck with it. Guy won't shut up and he offers nothing.
Yeah, his insight was spot on early on. Now.
Yeah. Oh, you mean when he was fresh out of an NFL training camp, he could tell you what teams run, what defenses do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy when you have the answers to the test.
He shouldn't have forgotten all that stuff. Like, he should be
that
able
lazy.
To basically.
They all do the same. We're all guilty of it. We get lazy. You know what he's enjoying now?
Oh.
Being on the road with Nance, having dinners, and shooting the poo with, like, players and coaches, just like everybody else. Phil Simms started good. Chris Collinsworth started good. They all fade.
I know.
Oh, Jim!
Jesus, he's useless. There's a reason Madden was the greatest, because they say he worked harder than anybody and cared more than anybody.
Well.
What? You're going to besmirch a dead man? Go ahead. Rip Madden. It's the year of the Madden. Don't you bully a dead man.
If that guy didn't have John Robinson feeding him little note cards of what was going on,
okay.
He would have sounded like a blithering idiot. I watched John Robinson behind a curtain once when we were in that Patriots booth, writing everything down and literally reaching around. It was almost like he's like reaching around the curtain to be able to like hand it to, and you see the guy who's beside Madden who would grab it, then he would like hold it up in front of his face so that he could react to it and everything.
So he's smart. That's called smart.
What's that? Oh, because
when you don't have the answer,
the
get it
for him.
Does well, Bill stink because Ernie Adams was involved?
No, it's kind of
no. Bill was
time.
Good.
I guess what I'm saying is that if Bill Belichick were left to his own devices, he doesn't necessarily need Ernie Adams. But towards the end, if John Madden didn't have anybody feeding him info, he would have sounded like mush.
Well,
that's
for
all I'm
$17 million a year, Tony Romo should get a guy
who should
feed him something.
I'll tell you what would you need? $500,000 and charter flights and you'd be okay? You could be that guy to help him out?
I'll take 250 charter flights. We're only working from August to January.
Well, I know when you were at Patriots Football Weekly before that one under Fred Kirsch was worried about the $20 million they gave you and you getting lazy.
Yes,
so
yes.
They had to push you out the door. Or you flew the coop or whatever. You took your money and then you ran. We roll into hour two of Gresh and Fourier. Hart is in for Fourier, and what the hell? Let's talk about the Celtics, where we can also keep complaining about officiating. Yay! That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.